The following is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn!
Oh, yeah! War Eagle, baby! It is on! Woo!
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
Somewhere.
Real Auburn fans bleed orange and blue. What about you? And now, your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb for AUFans.com.
Welcome and War Eagle, everybody. I am your host, Stan Stevens.
War Eagle, I'm Jay Webb, your other host.
That's
and
good.
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
Yeah, it is, Jay. And this is week 14.
The big 1-4.
And we're coming up on the big one Iron Bowl Saturday, Jay. But
last game of the season.
Yeah, it's hard to.
I can't believe it's here.
It's been a pleasure, Jay. These podcasts. I don't want to brag to our audience about our ratings, but. Believe me, folks, they're out the roof.
We've gone up anyway. Let's just put it that way.
You know, I think it was the it's not the Nielsen ratings. There was a guy named Nelson. Nelson.
Yeah.
And he
Nelson
told me ratings. We were pretty swell. So,
hey.
You know, that's worth something.
That's good with me.
Jay, we picked up another win against not unexpected against the Samford Bulldogs Saturday to run the 2014 record to 8-3. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this game, Jay. The game Alabama played against Western Carolina, I'm sure both schools were looking ahead to the big game Saturday.
Sure. Makes sense.
Auburn, honestly, Jay, it was 7-0 Samford midway through the second quarter. So, I don't know if it was any cause for any alarm at that point, but certainly that woke up the Tigers. And from there, they went on and scored 31 points unanswered and beat Samford going away 31-7. Now, I was kind of glad to see it go that way. I thought we played pretty solid. We played pretty vanilla. It was Coach Sullivan, my boyhood hero and idol and – the head coach at Samford, maybe his last appearance in Auburn as a coach. And, Sully is, maybe the greatest of all Tigers. And it was good to see his team, play as well as they did. They made a good showing. They looked really good, for their division. So, anyway, so that was – 31-7, and then I'm sure it didn't take long for everybody to quickly turn their attention to the game. The Iron Bowl. And, we've got a few things to say about the Crimson Tide and Auburn playing this Saturday in Tuscaloosa, Bryant-Denny Stadium. It's a night game, JESPN, and I'm sure the nation will be, watching that game for a lot of different reasons. Of course, that's the game in this state year after year. Jay, you pretty much from you're old enough to walk and talk, you pick one side or the other.
Right.
So, but everybody knows that. Looking at this game, Alabama, of course, with a win over Auburn, would win the Western Division. They would earn the right to go to Atlanta and play for the Southeastern Conference Championship. And I think in most Tide fans' minds, it's another step toward this year's first Final Four and playing for the National Championship. So Auburn, as we talked about earlier, the suffering a couple of untimely or certainly the Texas A&M game got us off got us off schedule of being able to compete really for the Western title and the going to the Final Four. So, big opportunity for our Tigers to, to derail the Crimson Tide. you know, I think at this point Auburn would like nothing better than to beat Alabama and keep them from either, you know, maybe going to Atlanta and maybe knocking them out of the Final Four national championship. Plus, I mean, you really don't need any more incentive than it just being Alabama.
Yeah. It's a rivalry. That's, you know, and it's part of it.
And it's the rivalry. Yeah. I mean, people that have come from other big rivalries that thought they knew something about rivalries when they got here and saw what this is, they thought, wow, this is the real deal. So now, just to look back just briefly a little bit at Alabama and even Auburn's, you know, what we've done, there's – On the one hand, I think I think the line is like 8 points, Jay. So, I mean, that's a pretty big line for a game between, you know, rivals and I mean, Alabama is coming into the game, 10-1, Auburn's 8-3, but the Tide has been impressive in several games. But Jay, to give Auburn folks, give our folks some hope. I mean, there's a few games to look at that I think if you're Alabama, you might be a little concerned about. Now, most of the Alabama's closest games have been away from Bryant-Denny. So one advantage, I think this is probably a big advantage, is they're playing at home. They opened up with West Virginia winning by 10. And, of course, that seems like a long time ago, and it was, you know, the start of the season. They won 33-23 to West Virginia. Then they had, one of their big first big wins against a quality opponent at the time was Florida. And even though that game was close up until about half, I mean, Alabama just dominated the second half and just had some incredible amount of yardage against a really good Florida defense. So, but then, you know, wasn't long after that, it might have been they were off a week, they went to Ole Miss, Jay, and offensively, they got 10 points against Ole Miss. Now, this was a healthy Ole Miss team. I mean, Ole Miss has lost a lot of quality players since playing Alabama. But, you know, Alabama scored 17, but 7 of those points were picked up. You know, the defense picked up a fumble right before the half. So, you know, they had 10 points on offense. Then, you know, they followed that up by going to Arkansas and getting 14 points. And, I mean, honestly, Bama was fortunate to get out of there with a win. And as now as we see how Arkansas has been playing of late, you know, we realize just how, you know, how good a team, how good a win that was. But 14-13, I think the big game for Bama was – the absolutely dismantling of Texas A&M. I mean, that 59-0 just shellacking of the Aggies is probably, you know, the one game that maybe skews everybody's thinking about even this game, because, I mean, you know, A&M came into Auburn, and Auburn probably certainly played maybe the worst game they played under Coach Malzahn. And still had a chance to win at the end, but just, I mean, again, turnovers. And we'll talk a little bit about what Auburn's got to do here in a minute to compete against Alabama. Okay. But, I mean, and then, of course, Alabama goes to Knoxville. Now, they did jump on Tennessee early, but, I mean, it was, 34-20 final. Josh Dobbs came in that's when he came in, the new Tennessee quarterback, and gave Alabama some trouble. I mean, it got competitive after that early big lead, but even though Alabama never seemed really be in any trouble losing the game, but, I mean, Tennessee made a game out of it. They go to LSU, and again, this is on the road, but Bama, probably the one game that they didn't lose, that they maybe should have, was the LSU game. I mean, but now Blake Sims, an unbelievable drive at the end of the game to tie the game up. And then when they went into overtime, it was, I mean, to me, it was pretty clear Bama by this point had, you know, was the stronger team and won in overtime. But, and then against Mississippi State, now they did win 25-20. Again, they jumped out early on State. State hung in there with them, defensively held Alabama for a long time. Alabama tacked on and really went up 25-13. And so that game was more of a, 10-point, you know, two-touchdown kind of game, I think, even though State did drive down there and scored. Kicked the onside kick, would have had a chance for, you know, maybe a Hail Mary type pass in the end zone. So that's where we got with Alabama. Now, again, a lot of their – I mean, several of their games against, you know, like opponents is not that necessarily unfavorable for Auburn. If you look at Auburn, we beat Arkansas, start the season 45-21. We went out and played a tough Kansas State, and Kansas State has shown that they've got a pretty good football team, and at their place – I mean, that was a huge win.
Yeah, and that was fierce. They were fierce when we played them, no doubt about that.
And at home, it was tough. Probably the highlight, when Auburn peaked, we beat LSU 41-7. Now, I think LSU was much better by the time Alabama played them. I'll give Alabama that credit. I mean, LSU had come off of getting beat by State. I mean, we handled them. But LSU's young team got a little bit better, and by the time they played Alabama, they were pretty solid. But again, a big win for us over them. The difference. Here's the thing, Jay. The games that we've lost, and this kind of goes ahead and cuts ahead to, you know, what Auburn's got to do to win.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, no turnovers, Jay. In the three games that we've lost, we've had 10. Count them, 10 turnovers. I mean, you can't beat, little Pomeroy's team with 10 turnovers. And then that's not counting the penalties. And we've talked about the last few weeks, and we talked about the Ole Miss game, which we did win. But, I mean, Auburn continues to shoot itself in the foot with penalties. And here's the thing, Jay. I mean, penalties – are not all created equal. I mean, some of the penalties that even the coaches, Auburn coaches, have been scratching their head over is, you know, we've been getting a lot of personal fouls, hitting, pushing people out of bounds when they're clearly out of bounds, you know, getting in a shoving match after, after a play's ended. But, again, late hits out of bounds. I mean, again, for Auburn to have a chance Saturday night, we can't turn the football over. I think if Auburn does not turn the ball over, and here's the thing, Jay, we'll go through the checklist next week at the end of that game to see, you know, how many of these things Auburn did and then how the game came out. So,
right.
What I call stupid penalties. I mean, right. You're going to have some penalties of effort. You're gonna have guys maybe be a little aggressive, but I mean, again, some of these penalties that Auburn's been getting, I don't know how you do it. We've been doing it sort of all season.
And I often wonder whether that's somehow somehow they're drawn out, but I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
It's funny. I don't know if it's how you would even correct something like that in a week. But, maybe concentration, helps, eliminate some of those mistakes. Some other things that we need. We need Duke Williams, Jay.
Yes,
losing Duke, nice. Everybody looks at the Georgia game and they say, it's a blowout. Well, I mean, I'm not going to rehash that. We talked about the Georgia game, but it was 7-0. We fumble again, gave them a short field, 19 yards, and they tied the game up.
Yeah.
Duke gets hurt, the week before. We don't have him. It would help. Now, if he's not there Saturday, well, okay. I mean, that's going to be part of it, but – I think he's getting closer to at least being in the game. Now, how effective he'll be, we'll have to wait and see. We honestly, Jay, we've got to have excellent line play Saturday against Alabama. Alabama's defensive front is strong, fast. They play, people talk about your fits and your playing your pad level and all this technical stuff. Basically means – I mean, Alabama controls the line of scrimmage so that their linebackers can make plays, and they make them. Yeah. I mean, one thing about Coach Saban, his teams have as much or more talent than anybody. They're coached as well as anybody. For you to compete against them, I mean, you've got to play, exceptional football. So our offensive line that's had its moments and has had its struggles has got to bring their A game. And give Nick time to pass or, You know, we can't have a ton of penetration even running that zone read. I mean, so, again, these are going to be things to look for. The special teams play, Jay, has got to be special. Yeah. I mean, we can't have – I mean, again, the Texas A&M game, looking back on that, I mean – you have a block kick to end the half for a touchdown. I mean, how many times? As I said, I still haven't seen where we've ever done that in the past, ever. And so, I mean, you get kicks blocked. It happens. You're going in to kick, you know, get 3 points, and they get seven. So that'll be big. And Jay, the last few years, or at least certainly last year, missed field goals by Alabama was big.
Yeah,
I mean, if Bama kicks, and a couple of those kicks by Cade Foster were very makeable, should have been made, and it would have made it extremely tough on Auburn had he made some. So if Carlson gets down there, if we can't, and we need to be scoring touchdowns if we get in the red zone,
sure.
Jay, I mean, you want to beat a Nick Saban coached Alabama team, we get in the red zone, we got to find a way to punch it in.
Yeah, now earlier in the season, we were great at that.
Well, that's right.
But these last several games, we've had trouble there.
Well, Mississippi State in particular. Yeah. That was a big game where, three or four times, we missed one field goal and we kicked two or three. So, now, I will say this, though, Jay. If we do get the field goal, if we are kicking, we need to make it. Now, I'm not – and, hey, Daniel Carlson, I think we both – great freshman year.
Yeah.
If he misses it, you know, he misses it. But I'm just saying that's going to be the difference if we get – field goals if we don't make them. And punting, we've got to protect the punter, all this kind of stuff. Let's see. We need to be able to run the football. If we can't – if we get by, as they say now, the popular thing is saying about playing behind the chains. That basically means don't have any negative plays early, first and second down, so that you're looking at – you don't want second and 11. Second and 13, or you don't want third and long.
Yeah.
We've got to be able to get positive yardage. And honestly, Coach Malzahn and Coach Lashley, Jay, they got to bring their A game calling. They got to know what they're seeing. They've got to know the film they've watched, and they've got to put Auburn, they've got to put Nick and the offense in the best possible plays, because this Alabama defense is for real. So again, we got to, we need to try to control the clock. Now, that's a little bit contradictory in the sense that I'm sure Auburn would love to have some 3 and 4 play drives. You know, that fast score that Coach Malzahn's offense are known for. But in this game, I think it's more realistic to try to get some decent gains and keep the football and, drive the football in that way. Now, defensively, again, it goes back to the same thing I said about our line. We have to control the line of scrimmage. Now, against Georgia, and we talked about, again, I don't know if it was just – I don't know what it was, but Georgia's offensive line – engaged us and drove us off the ball, created some serious gaps, and then we didn't adjust well. Looking at the film, you know, Georgia had some unbalanced line, which basically means, you know, you bring like an extra tackle on one side, and Auburn didn't adjust to that in a couple of occasions, and Georgia had big plays. But I mean, you know, we've got some seniors up front. You know, Gabe Wright, Angelo Baxton. We've got to have these Ladarius Owens on the defensive end. We've got to have these seniors, and really everybody on the defensive line's got to step up. And we cannot allow T.J. Yeldon and Derrick Henry to gash us like Chubb and Todd Gurley did. Yeah. Now, if they do, it's going to be a long night, because again, once you establish the line of scrimmage and you start gashing, then safeties, people start having to creep up to try to help stop the run. And Blake Sims, and again, speaking of Blake Sims, and we've got to find a way to, at the same time, to contain Amari Cooper. Now, he got bummed up a little bit on a play against West Carolina. I think he'll be back full strength against Auburn. I mean, it's like they said, if you can walk, you'll play in the Auburn-Alabama game. So, but he's, I mean, he's probably the best receiver in the country. I mean, Auburn's going to have to try to do some things to limit him to big plays. And we need, and honestly, in the games that Alabama struggled most, Blake Sims, though it's been those games where maybe he was a little unsure of himself, and mostly those have been on the road. You know, at home where you've got the crowd and everything, and you know, he's played extremely well. But there's one thing to remember about Blake Sims. This is his first year. Now, he's a fourth or fifth year senior, but at the same time, this is his first Alabama-Auburn game. Nobody's above nerves in this game.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think Coach Johnson has got to find a way to maybe hit him early in the game, blitz. I mean, even if they have some big plays, we've got to kind of keep him, maybe, you know, give him a little bit of happy feet and keep him a little bit off balance.
Well, if we can keep his confidence from soaring through the roof, you know,
well,
that will help.
That's key. Oh. And that's part of what I'm saying. Yeah. If his confidence, he gets comfortable, it's going to be tough. They jumped out on a very good Mississippi State team at home and really had their way with them for a long time. So, again, to State's credit, they made a game out of it. So finally, you know, on the busted assignments on defense. I mean, Auburn, the one thing that, again, in the losses, we've had too many guys that just, you know, there was a miscommunication and somebody's running free, and you let anybody for Alabama just run wide open, it's going to be six. And, you know, I think Auburn we need to make this a little bit of more a low-scoring game. I don't think you want to try to make a living off of piling on points against Nick Saban defense, especially this Alabama defense this year. So, Jay, I'm going to go out on a limb here, though. I've gone back and forth with this, and this is talking Tigers football.
Yeah. You're going to give us this prediction now, aren't you?
I'm going to – Jay, I just –
Here we go. You're making me nervous.
I feel like – You know, Nick Marshall's a senior, and, you know, we've got a lot of seniors on this team. And one thing, you know, we've played well in Tuscaloosa. I mean, we've got a better record in Tuscaloosa than they have. And I'm just hoping somehow that – and, Jay, I saw a stat earlier where I think in the last 10 Alabama-Auburn games where both teams were ranked. Now both teams were ranked in this stat, but in the games where both teams were ranked, Auburn had won like 9 out of 10 of those. Now, unfortunately, there's been a lot of games where Auburn wasn't ranked and Alabama was ranked high, and they just like last time over there it was 49-0 Alabama. So, you know, it's not gonna, you know, you can't drink all the Kool-Aid, Jay. I mean, they're. I think this Auburn team's a lot better than the one from 2 years ago. And so we'll see. But I guess, Jay, drum roll. Have we had a drum roll?
Drum roll, please.
All right. Auburn 24, Alabama 20.
Whoa.
There you
all
go.
Right. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, folks, let me just add, look, don't bet the farm on that prediction.
I'd love to see that one come through. If you didn't hit any of them this year, if you hit that one, I'd be happy.
Well, that's the one we're going for. It's the Iron Bowl. So
cool.
There you go, Jay. Now looking at last week, real quick, Jay, and then looking forward to this week, other games around the conference.
Okay.
There was, like I say, really about three big games last week. Missouri went to Rocky Top as I had predicted, and really looked probably as good as they've looked all year and beat Tennessee in Knoxville 29-21, setting up a huge, mega huge game for them this weekend. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. Mississippi State showed no ill effects of anything. They just slaughtered poor old Vandy, 51-0. And in the shocker of the weekend, Jay, I guess, Arkansas. And I've been talking about Arkansas almost every week. How, yeah. I mean, and they finally, I mean, of course, they beat LSU last week, 17-0, 30-0, Jay, over the Rebel Black Bears. Wow. I mean, and let me tell you this, and folks, you guys out there may not have known this. First time in NCAA history in the Division One that an unranked team beat two ranked teams back to back. So 17-0, 30-0 over LSU and Ole Miss. Yeah. But again, here's the thing, Jay, turnovers. Ole Miss had six of them. And guess who showed up in Arkansas? The bad Bo Wallace, unfortunately. Now, this week, real quick, this is rivalry weekend, Jay. But obviously, the Auburn-Alabama game is the headliner, but you've got Will Muschamp coaching his last game as a Florida Gator. They travel to Tallahassee and beat the luckier than a four-leaf clover Florida State team. Let's see. Georgia Tech travels to Athens to play the Dogs in the Battle of Georgia. And it looks like Georgia Tech, I believe, is going to play Florida State for the ACC title. So Louisville is going to entertain Kentucky. Kentucky at one time was sitting there, Jay, 5-1. They've now since lost five in a row and have to beat Louisville to get bowl eligible. I don't see that happening. South Carolina and Clemson. Steve Spurrier has been he's been inflicting pain on Dabo Swinney at Clemson for several years now. I tell you what, earlier in the season, looked like Clemson at home would be the favorite. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Gamecocks beat the Clemson boys again in the Fighting Dabos. Yeah. You've got LSU and Texas A&M. LSU travels to A&M. I'm going to go with the Bengal Tigers just because I don't know which Texas A&M team will show up. UT. Okay, I mean, and Butch Jones is doing some big things, and but here's the thing. They've got to beat hapless Vanderbilt. And honestly, Jay, if UT doesn't run Vandy out of the stadium, I don't know what that says about college football. I mean, Vanderbilt is as weak as I've ever seen them. They do host Tennessee, but there'll probably be more Tennessee fans in Nashville than Vandy fans. So, big game, I think, Friday. It said Saturday in my book. I think it's a Friday game, and this is it right here, Jay. Missouri hosts Arkansas, so we've got this Arkansas team that is just red hot against a pretty decent of late Missouri team. Now, Missouri wins, they go to Atlanta to play the Western Division champion for the Southeastern Conference title. If they lose, Georgia goes. It's that cut and dry. Missouri wins, they're in. They lose, and the Dogs go and face either Alabama or Mississippi State for the SEC title. And let's see. And speaking of that, of course, Mississippi State travels to Oxford for the highly acclaimed Egg Bowl.
Whoa.
I mean,
I don't have any egg sound effects. What does that even sound like?
I mean, you would crack an egg. I mean, I don't know if that would. But the Rebels – I mean, Jay, that looks like that's going to now be a Mississippi State walkover. I mean, Ole Miss is obviously beat up, and yeah. I mean, where's
unless they can just pull something out.
It's
looking pretty bad for them.
I mean, how do you resurrect your
not that Mississippi State has really done that great right here at the end of this season.
Well,
they're
still in the top four.
Yeah,
and State's got a lot to play for, Jay. I mean, if they went out. I mean, if we do beat Alabama, State goes and plays for their first SEC title in since the Roosevelt administration, I guess. I just made that up. Anyway, it's been a long time, though. And so that's it. That's the Egg Bowl over in Oxford. And so that does it. That's it. That's a wrap. Jay, we've got to find a way to do those things on my checklist. You think it would help if I faxed that down to Gus?
I'm sure it would. Just go ahead and let me get that number.
You think he'd take it? Coach Malzahn, I know you're a frequent listener. Just call me later and I'll give you a few, you know, tips on the game. But anyway, Jay's been great. War Eagle. And folks, we'll see about the upcoming shows, how we're going to handle that. But it's been great this year, and we're looking for even more. Even a better season next year, perhaps. And more hijinks by me and Jay.
Oh yeah, that's what it's all about, right there.
That's exactly.
Razzle dazzle.
Exactly. Jay War Eagle, and and one last thing, Jay. I know you're fairly new to this Auburn Alabama, rivalry sort of. And
I've seen a little bit of it.
And you've been researching some stuff and looking at some stuff, and want to do this for me. Kind of bring it together for us, and tell us what you've observed, what you've seen about Auburn versus Alabama.
All right.
Thank you, folks. Go get them, Jay.
We've come to this. We've come to the end of another regular season. And now, the Iron Bowl. It's us versus them in 2014. There is no bigger game. There is no rivalry more bitter, more sweet. No, not one. From the very young to the very old, this is the game that stirs the emotions and fires the imagination. Will Alabama continue their magic march to the championship? Or will the upstart Auburn Tigers bring the tide to its knees with a fierce battle and a victory? Will they find it within themselves to win the most important championship, the championship of this state? There are 8,760 hours in a year. But this 1 hour of this year, the 1 hour of fierce competition of the game we call the Iron Bowl, is what matters to the people of the state of Alabama. Who will be the victor? To the gridiron we will take this question, this quest for victory. You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com in association with Webb and Stevens Unlimited Media. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!